W4HI for a signal check. W4HI.
Hi, Bruce. Sound like a local FM radio station there today. This is N0TR, Tom.
Hey, Tom. Thanks a lot. Yeah, I'm learning how to do some things with the 7100. I'm leaving in a couple of days for Orlando, and I wanted to be able to scan VHF spectrum and be able to, identify a repeater, and then there's another button that allows me to scan for their repeater tone, which I know this one doesn't have a repeater tone, so at least I don't think it does. Over.
I think that's correct, Bruce. Yeah, the audio quality is very impressive on that radio.
I'm using a desk mic. It's an old desk mic that ICOM made back in the 80s. I have three of them, just in case, because I like them so much. They have an A-B switch on them, so you can run two radios with one desk mic.
Pretty slick. I hadn't heard of that one. I never did run a desk mic. There was a PA system, and it had a very fine mic on it, on a plant that we shut down, and I asked my boss if I could have it, and he says, we ain't got no use for it now, Tom, and it really has done me well over the years, and then the Kenwood Audio is also known to be good, and I used it on my old TS-140, and I use it on my new TS-590SG. And I've never got any bad reports out of it. I don't know. Some of the older stuff is good. I don't believe the fact that, oh, you're better off with tubes. I don't buy that. Although I think on guitars and that at times, the guys, the aficionados, they like tube amplifiers on their guitars. And there's nothing wrong with them. But with today's technology, you can't do any better than that as far as audio quality goes.
You know, a button for the tone repeater tone, and hit it on scan, which muted you, unfortunately, for a couple seconds. But, yep, I'm all set then. So now I can, I'm ready to go. I'm not going to try to do much operating per se while I'm driving. I'm going to... And because I just don't, I want to really pay attention to drive. But I'll be able to listen on DMR and D-Star separately. So that's a lot of activity. And then I'm going to have the HF antenna up, which I think I can divert myself long enough to tune in at a station to listen to and press a button to hit it to transmit if it's a flying frequency. I'll be able to do a little bit of RF, but most importantly, the goal is to get there safely. Over.
In QSL, there's no question about that. Safety first. Well, are you driving a motorhome? You say you got HF capability. You got a screwdriver antenna or something on there where you can do different bands?
A 2019 Subaru Forester. So it's a, mini... a crossover SUV, and I magnetically mount my antennas to the roof. I've got a tri-mount for the hamstick, and I've got two hamsticks I'm going to take with me, 80, 40, and 20, and they're both bands. In the morning time, have it on 40 meters, and on the evening, afternoon and evening, have it on 20 meters, and they're the ideal way of doing it. I'm going to buy some more when I'm down there, either used or new, for the other bands. Because I like the hamsticks because they unscrew and they're like when you unscrew them from the whip from the coil section, they're exactly the same length. So it fits nicely in the back part of the SUV. So, something like that anyway. Over.
hope you have a lot of fun and enjoyment down there. I'm sure you will, Bruce. Yeah, the ham sticks are good. I talked to a gentleman in a senior living facility, a very uptown one down near Palm Beach the other night on CW. And that's what he had, was several of the ham sticks that were up on the roof of that senior facility. And he was doing really great, and he was 88 years old. Well, Bruce, we've reached our destination, and if I catch you again, great. And if I don't, well, I got to sign off right now and get the wife into this appointment. 73 W4HI in 0TR.
4HI, clear.